This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
And the gang is back together again. Jason back from baby class.
Yes, I am.
Kareem back from Hawaii.
Unfortunately.
And Sam, who is going to be joining us right through October, except for this week.
Wow.
He has a concert.
Well, it's important.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot I have the concert. So thanks again to Ted Samson for sitting in last week. It was good to see Ted.
Yeah.
See Ted, hear Ted, edit out his curse words. So even the most nicest of us will drop an F-bomb every now and then during a recording.
I can't even imagine, like,
and it was completely unnecessary too. It was in a totally unnecessary spot, just out of nowhere. He dropped an F-bomb.
Darn it, I can't believe I missed that.
Well, oh, listen to Monday's uncensored episode.
There
are a bunch that didn't need to be edited. Coming up on the show today, we've got a lot of Trump talk.
Ooh.
A lot of that.
I bet.
plus clowns and small town news.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. But before we get into all that, Jason.
Yes.
How was baby class?
Baby class was quite an experience. Yeah, I mean, the number one thing from baby class that I saw was a lot of nipple.
Oh, they had them out?
They had a video of expressing breast milk and getting the colostrum out, which is like the most important bit of milk for the baby to have. A lot of nutrients, it's very rich, and they would need like milliliters, like 2 milliliters, a very small amount. That's all it comes out at first. So I learned a lot about breasts. Like, I totally, like, I have a newfound respect for women, like, even more so. Like, the fact that they're making the food right there is ridiculous. So a lot of nip. Also, like, how, like, the nurse did not do anything. Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song. The nurse, I felt bad if there's any woman in there that's going to have an issue with breastfeeding. Or maybe it made some type of decision not to breastfeed their baby just because that was their decision.
Sure.
Because, like, she was like, this is a health decision. This is a major health decision to breastfeed your child. If you don't, like, you there's no reason why you can't. And it's like,
that's not actually true. There are some women who actually can't.
Yeah. So I just, anyhow, it was, I felt really sorry. I felt bad if there was anybody that.
Oh, you
should
have felt
really guilty.
You should have stood up and just yelled at her. Been like, listen, lady, some people can't help the fact that their milk doesn't come in. Okay? Who are you to judge?
Yeah.
All breasty McLeek-a-lot?
Yeah, my breasts, I've been waiting for my milk to come in, and they haven't.
Well, you know, it may.
You still got a couple of weeks.
Yeah, sure. I know, right? So there's that. The way they're talking about how the baby communicates with you, and how you'll just find it, like, neither of you know, and you discover how to communicate with each other and recognize the signals, and the signals are crying, pretty much.
At what point did they bring out the crystals and incense in this whole thing?
There was none. There was none. It was just basic information, like, you know, just... Mm. They had a doctor that was pretty much watching a video that we could have watched online for the most part.
and being talked down to by some new agey woman.
And she was a nurse. I'm sure she wasn't new agey at all. It was very much like, and it's proven by science how important breast milk is. So I think that it's just there used to be a time, like, for instance, when my mom had me, they just asked you, are you going to breastfeed? And my mom was 19 and didn't know anything. Right. And they just gave her a shot. And the milk dries up, and you don't get your milk doesn't come in. So, I understand there's a misconception that they have to overcome, you know, because there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Sure.
But yeah, I felt sorry for those ladies. And I felt kind of a little sad myself that I can't feed my child.
Here we go.
They have officially gone up into his stomach.
Yeah.
So anyhow, yeah.
Well,
so.
You can feed your child.
Yeah. No, I know, but not like that. I mean, like there's a bond that mom and child has that I'm seeing. Like my mom and I don't have necessarily the closest of relationships. You know?
And you're hearkening it back to that.
I'm hearkening it back to like being able to see or witness or be part, like see that process happen between the woman I love and this baby that's going to be born.
Yeah.
So anyhow, yeah. But yeah, so 3-hour class, learned everything I need to know about babies and breasts. So I definitely have like my PhD in that department.
So are breasts still fun? I think that's really the question. Well, after this class,
they'll always be fun. Like that's just the way I have a new respect for the breasts. So my new hashtag is respect the breasts. You know, sounds good.
You just use it for whatever.
Whatever, you know, respect it. Like, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Respect the breasts. You know, hashtag respect the breasts at all times. But they are still fun.
Okay. I was worried for a moment that she'd removed all the fun.
No. I mean, you definitely see it in a new light. I mean, you definitely do see it a new light.
You see the fun bags in a new light?
You see the fun bags as food bags. Yeah, so that was baby class.
A lot of express yourself?
A lot of expressing of milk. Yeah.
As soon as you said express, I had to break out Charles Wright and the Watts.
Got to.
103rd Street Rhythm Band. Express yourself. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. So, yeah, welcome back. I'm glad you feel ready to be a father now?
No, I'm still scared as hell.
Well, that's probably good.
Yeah.
Fear is a sign that you take it seriously.
Exactly.
As opposed to,
I'm very much that type of person that just likes to take things as they come. I mean, like, I do a lot of proactive stuff and try to do as much as I can on one end. But I'm very much laid back and waiting to see how chips fall and really react after I see how things start. But I'm really worried. You know.
Now, are you worried about Child Protective Services or just accidentally killing the baby? What?
Well, I asked Chris one night. I said, what if I have butterfingers. Like, I don't know if anybody, like, if you know me, like, you know that I can be clumsy. So I was like, what if I drop the baby? She's like, Jason, you're not going to drop the baby. I was like, you've seen how many times I drop my phone in a day. You know, I do that thing where I drop it and I toss it, like, and I, like, almost catch it, like, that in that commercial that's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recreation of what I do.
Oh, they're resilient.
Yeah, they bounce. That's why their heads are soft when they come out.
Oh, man.
It's not just so they'll fit.
They are.
I don't think that the nurse would agree with you.
I don't think I care for the nurse.
I dropped my niece on her head when we were, like, she was, like, one or something like that.
And she's fine today.
She's fine today.
Oh.
She works at a hospital. She's good.
Oh, she's good. Yes. See?
Yeah. People, it's good that you're nervous, but it will be fine.
Yeah,
because
sure.
You know why? Because you care.
Yeah.
Because you care and you're concerned about it, it'll be fine.
If I'm good with babies, anybody can be good with babies.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I have my brother and sister that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're 9 and 11 years difference between me and them. So I've been around babies, you know.
Okay.
So, I'm good. I've changed grown men's diapers. I think I'll be able to.
It's probably more than I needed to know, but okay.
Oh,
now you're just bragging.
I know. Well,
you're just bragging now.
I take after a presidential nominee by chance. I like to brag.
Oh, I thought you meant Trump changed diapers, because that did not happen.
No, that did not happen.
Did not happen. All right, well, in the uncensored episode on Monday, we'll get into a little bit more of the full Trump talk. But on CNN, and it was on CNN, so I'm going to play it here and call it good, political commentator Anna Navarro kind of had a moment when a pro-Trump panelist asked her to stop using, well, you know the word. You've heard it by now.
Can I just say that this
Anna,
is...
quickly,
this,
I have to get to break in. I'll bring you guys back, but go ahead.
All this shaming of each other on TV, really, let's not do this, guys. Yeah. None of us are on the ballot. The people that are on the ballot are Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and we are judging Donald Trump. If you choose to believe him, if you choose to make excuses for him, that's your choice. That's your choice.
And then be responsible.
My choice is to consider him a disgusting man who has consistently disgusted me from the first day of this campaign. And I think that every single Republican is going to have to answer the question, what did you do the day you saw the tape of this man boasting about grabbing a woman's pussy? Okay.
All right.
Will you please stop saying that word? My daughter is listening.
Don't tell me you're offended when I say pussy, but you're not offended when Donald Trump says it. I'm not running for president. He is.
And I said, Don't act outraged and offended when I say the word that you're not offended by the man who you are supporting is saying.
That is just absurd.
I said I was offended by him saying that too.
We'll be right back.
Way to take control, Don Lemon.
Oh, man.
Don Lemon controls a panel like nobody else.
Oh, yeah.
Don was smart. Look, Don grew up in a house with black women. He was like, okay, there she's at that level. I'm just going to move over here until she stops.
Until she takes a breath, and then I'm cutting to commercial. And now for a break.
That was the best. Can you please stop saying that? My daughter's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Donald Trump may grab her by the pussy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, I don't care if it's my daughter or my wife. If it's a woman that he deems beautiful and they're alone in a dark room, like you cannot feel that woman's safe. And that's what you have to say about that guy. Like, and you want that guy running the country.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot trust him with a person that a woman that he's not going to do something that's going to violate her.
Well, look, he might take her furniture shopping.
Yeah. The way that he even said it, like, just like the way he was like, oh, yeah, I told her I'd take her furniture shopping. Like, he just, like, it was so, oh, my gosh.
And that's not even the worst. To me, that was bad. But to me, what was the worst thing that he said was about being at the Miss Universe pageant and just walking through the back when they were naked or changing. Like, it, like, oh, well, you know, I can do this because I own the place. It's like, no, dude. Like, I've worked in a lot of industries where I'm the only guy and there's a bunch of women, and I'm always self-conscious about.
Well, that's because you're not a rapist,
right? But about violating, you know,
right?
Like not being in a spot where I'm seeing something that I'm not necessarily supposed to. Like, you know, there's a part of me that wants to see it, but the person with a conscience is like, yeah, I probably should go a different route so that I don't violate her that way. And just the fact that he just thinks it's just.
Well, I think the trade off is you can walk through and you can look, but you have to be thinking about penis the whole time. Because there's plenty of gay guys roaming around the locker and they're fine with that.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So as long as you're thinking about penis, you're good.
Yeah. I've done a lot. I did a lot of theater when I was in my, you know, up until I was like 22. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in a lot of plays where I was backstage with women and we would have to get changed in front of each other down to our underwear. And that, I mean, like you know, I mean, like you don't ogle. Like, it's just like, I don't know, man.
Well, mostly because you don't have time. You wouldn't make your costume change.
That's true also.
And you're afraid of popping wood.
Yeah, well. It's just even that, I mean, it's just there's a level of decorum that is just expected because it's another human being.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What?
Decorum. Decorum.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
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 And the fact that these people are still like, oh, well, that's okay. And he was just got like, no, that's not okay.
No, it's not locker room talk.
No.
Like, I've heard a lot of stuff in locker rooms, mostly when I was in high school, around a lot of guys who had never been with a woman.
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So there is no understanding, and you're immature, and you've got, this guy was 59 years old when this recording happened.
Yeah.
59. He had 2 ex-wives and children of his own.
Yeah.
So
daughters of his own.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 So the Sunday had the second presidential debate. It opened with fireworks, of course. Trump calling the video that surfaced of him laughing about groping women embarrassing locker room talk and threatening to put Clinton in jail if he's elected.
Yeah. And then Anderson Cooper asked him, like, well, you know, okay, so you said you changed since then. What made you change? And he went to ISIS cutting off heads.
Yeah, ISIS has been cutting off heads.
And I was like, dummy, the answer to that question is I have had kids and grandchildren. and having grandchildren is the thing that made me change as a person. Like, you're not smart enough to understand that that's the way you answer that question. Then you are not smart enough or nuanced enough to be able to deal with all of the stuff that comes up in this country.
Mm-hmm. And around the world.
And around the world. Because there are going to be tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to, like, you have to be able to masterfully, or not even necessarily masterfully, but you got to be able to show some empathy to the people in the country when that stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Clinton responded to the video scandal by saying it's the most recent evidence that Trump is unfit to serve as president, saying, quote, "It is awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of laws in our country." He interrupted, saying, "Because you'd be in jail." And then he threatened to appoint a special prosecutor if he's elected to investigate her private email server. it's like, what?
People who are living in the 90s do not want to go through that again.
It's absolutely insane. Yeah.
The people that were alive or people our age don't mm-hmm. want to go through that again.
Donald, when when Martha Raddatz asked if he'd ever actually done anything to a woman like what he described on the tape, he said, "No, I have not. I have great respect for women. Nobody has more respect for women than I do." Well, that's not true. Okay, you could have stopped after, "No, I haven't. I was just boasting, not really sure why, it was stupid, but I actually have great respect for women." And then stop. Nobody has more respect? A lot of people have more respect for women.
A lot.
Jason does.
Nate, you do.
Oh, thank you.
I do most of the time.
It's true. Well, virtually everybody I've ever met has more respect for women. Yeah, it's been really crazy. And if you haven't seen it, you can go back and catch snippets of it. Here's the clip of Donald Trump talking about having Hillary locked up. Thanks, TMZ.
I think the one that you should really be apologizing for, and the thing that you should be apologizing for, are the 33,000 emails that you deleted and that you acid washed. And then the two boxes of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this, where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process.
Acid wash is what you do to jeans, and most of this has gone through the system and is nothing. So
yeah,
and nobody interrupted him.
And guess what? If you have classified stuff, you're not supposed to keep it. You're not supposed to leave it in any kind of situation where anybody else can use it.
You acid wash it with your Levi's.
Yes, you're supposed to destroy it. They talked about the hammer. Oh, they destroyed the phones with hammers. Yes, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to leave them so that nobody else can look at the information that's up there.
He's doing a lot of sniffing, too.
He's doing a lot of sniffing.
I'm waiting for his nose to start bleeding on stage.
It's going
to
have to soon. Because it's got to be dry just from all the sniffing.
If you would have been smart about it, he would have got out in front of this last time and just said, "I have allergies really bad, and we've been traveling to different locations, and I'm just not used to the allergens in the air."
Yeah.
Like, really? It's like, I'm surprised that he doesn't have, like, he has the best of everything, but he does not have the best liars when he is actually one of the, you know. Yeah,
yeah, first debate, it's like, "I had a bad microphone."
And it caught every single sniff you had.
Well, in this one, he was just pointing it straight up his nose, so there was really nothing to do. Now, meanwhile, a powerful pro-Trump Hollywood producer has laid down the law to his staff. According to BuzzFeed News, Mark Burnett, who's the producer behind The Apprentice and other shows, has threatened those working for him with lawsuits if there's any leaks over the coming days that hurt the former Apprentice star in a similar way to the recently unearthed Access Hollywood footage. Now, Mark Burnett has come out and said that this is not true. That MGM actually owns the footage, that he couldn't release it even if he wanted to, and that this is not what happened. BuzzFeed is sticking by their story.
Really?
Yeah. Who are you going to believe, BuzzFeed or that dirty, limey foreigner? I've heard from certain high-up people that we can't trust foreigners.
Me too.
So I don't know that we should be trusting this particular foreigner with his story. I'm just saying. Meantime, I personally am avoiding all Mark Burnett productions.
Yeah.
Which for me really only involves Lucha Underground. Because I don't watch any of the other stuff. So that's all out for me. Meanwhile, let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, let's go somewhere else.
Find somewhere else in the world where politics are a thing. And in Oslo, Norway, the prime minister was caught on camera playing Pokemon Go in Parliament.
Gotta catch them all.
And the current speaker has previously been caught doing the same thing. Prime Minister Erna Solberg, see what happens when you put a woman in charge? She was captured by a photographer for a newspaper playing the popular augmented reality game on her smartphone during a debate in the country's parliament. The leader of the Conservative Party was seen playing during remarks from the Liberal Party leader. I mean, why not?
It's not like you're getting paid to listen to what people are saying.
The prime minister told TV2 that she didn't think that Grande would mind, seeing as how she was caught on video playing Pokemon Go during a parliamentary sorting committee hearing in August. So she was playing Pokemon Go while someone who was previously caught playing Pokemon Go was speaking. If you're following it.
Yeah.
It's some sort of a tit-for-tat thing. They confirmed as much with an aisle-crossing tweet in support of the prime minister's game-playing habits. So they're not upset about it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Hmm.
I know, right?
I wonder what it's like to have a civilized government.
Well, you can have that, but you only get 6 months of daylight and 6 months of darkness.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, that debate, Jason.
Oh, it was so Tool, man. It was pretty Tool.
Kareem?
Oh, it's Tool, totally Tool.
Oh, that debate was awful.
Yeah.
It was boring. It was toolish. It was brooding. And I hate it when America falls in, or the internet falls in love with some random weirdo. This time it was a man who wore a red sweater by the name of Ken Bone.
Ken Bone.
Ken Bone.
Ken Bone.
Stop it. You're all weirdos. Up next in Cooler Tool.
It was so horrible, though. It was so horrible. The debate was so horrible that humanity, like America, just had to latch on to the first thing that seemed like it was not so bad.
Yeah. Stop that. Up next in Cooler Tool, that British producer, Kareem.
Cool.
Jason?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, it's like, do I believe what he's saying? Because I read another thing. He supported a lot of Democratic, and a lot of Democrats, you know, and they're so, man, it's just this gonzo journalism that's taken over now. It's like, how really vetted is, but yeah. Man, I'm so tired, I can't say a combination of Tool and Cool.
You have to pick one. It's Cool or Tool.
Oh, man. I'm going to say it's cool because he's brought us a lot of really great programming, which makes me seem like I would also support Bill Cosby if I say that. So I'm going to say Tool. Tool.
It's Tool. Look, we took them down in 1776. We did it again in 1812. And then we had to bail their asses out twice in the early 20th century.
And I'm probably going to have to bail them out again.
Know your role. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Norway, Jason.
Oh, cool. So cool.
Kareem.
Cool.
Literally ice cold most of the year. Yeah, it's cool. Don't get your panties in a wad over some little thing. Although I love it here, people be like, "Oh my, we're paying them to be in the legislature. Why are they paying them and they're doing that thing?" Yeah. And? What I find really amusing is a lot of people get really upset about that are really conservative people who just want the government to shut down and do nothing.
Yeah.
So if that's your goal, mission accomplished.
There you go.
And that'll do it for Cool or Tool for this time. Hey, by the way, we would love it if you'd be cool and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It's super simple. It does not cost you anything extra. Just go to the website. You'll be there now. Click the Shop Amazon tab and then buy like you normally would. Save money with Amazon for any occasion or just to treat yourself to something nice or something you need day to day. Amazon.com through the tab on NateDarlingShow.com. Hey.
That was smooth.
Well, thank you, Jason. I just want you to understand one thing, that it would be better if I could find this, but you know what? I can't find it. Never mind. Oh, there it is.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
It would have sounded a lot better if there hadn't been a lot of pause while I looked for that.
Sorry.
I knew exactly where that was.
I should have
those were very bad times.
It is. You know, there was that 3 or 4 seconds, and
those were very bad times.
That was what was going through my head. That's what was going through my head. All right. So Halloween is coming up soon. Oh, good. And this is, the story is not going to load for me, but I remember the story. So, let's see. Search Google for it. Oh, hey, is it going to come up this time? Probably. Oh, there it is. Hey,
yes.
Yay. The hottest Halloween costume in Vegas, although it's not Halloween in Vegas yet. I don't know how this is a thing, but apparently it is. There is a man in Las Vegas who's from California.
Really?
Yep. And he has an extraordinary costume. He is dressed up as a Tinder profile. So basically ladies can come up and they can swipe left or swipe right. And he's got a picture. One of the pictures is Carrot Top. Another picture is a naked guy with a bunch of guns. And here's the real rub on the whole thing is eventually there's a picture of him. And if the ladies swipe right on him, a thing pops up out of the top. It says it's a match. And there's a hole for his face on one side and a mirror on the other. So the ladies see themselves next to him.
Oh,
what a scam.
Wow.
It's like when I was the whoopee cushion for Halloween one year. And I was in San Francisco, and I had so many women just want to sit on me like, and hear me make a fart noise. Like, it was probably one of the greatest, if not best, nights of my entire life.
Normally, women aren't fans of making the fart noise.
No, but on Halloween, when you're dressed as a whoopee cushion, they want you to deliver.
Mm, when they're really drunk, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, and yeah. That's a good, if you're a single guy, good for him. Bully for him.
Yeah, it's on, he's got the stuff on Instagram, and it's got over 8,000 likes, with users commenting in the thousands to express their admiration. One wrote, "My Halloween costume this year, what a creative couple." While others added, "Haha, this is great, best costume ever." It's not the first time his ideas have gone viral, though. A few years ago, he created a Nintendo.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Nintendo coffee table that looked like a real console in his living room, as well as a Space Invader style sofa.
Ooh. Wow.
with a jagged edge alien that went up his butt. Really weird.
That would be weird.
It would be really weird. It would be really strange if that were to happen. It would be very strange indeed. All right, everybody, it's time to do this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Penelope the Clown just wants to entertain. That's the headline.
Oh, man.
Yes. Dateline Mariah, New York. There are good clowns, and now there are bad clowns. The national phenomenon of sinister-looking clowns popping up briefly to frighten children is worrisome to Kathy Sprague, who's appeared as Penelope the Clown for 38 years. The Mariah resident is speaking out to alert people that bad clowns are not representative of the clown community at large. Meanwhile, in Vermont, two reports have been made of clowns scaring children. Reports have also surfaced in the Capital District and across upstate New York. Sprade said the threatening clowns are copying each other and it has to stop.
Everybody feels the same way. In Williston, the creepy clown was scaring kids at an elementary school. The children were terrified.
I have to imagine that's what her clown voice would sound like.
Mm-hmm.
Williston police cited a juvenile for disorderly conduct for menacing children dressed as a clown at the Howard Center's Jean Garvin School.
The serious part is it's affected my business. I've lost jobs. Someone canceled out.
Sprague says she's a professional clown who abides by the clown code of ethics.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Clowns do not scare people. It's against the clown ethics. It's bad for the children. It's evil.
Yeah, thus the evil clown.
It's even in its name.
She posted the message to Facebook saying, I'm so sick and tired of everyone trying to make clowns look bad. I have a passion for making people laugh and be happy. She received calls from reporters from WCAX TV3 and WVNY/WFFF TV 22/44, both of Burlington, Vermont, who soon showed up to interview her.
It's the post that's gone viral. The last time I looked, 216 people had shared it, and their friends shared it. Then the TV crews were here. That's good. I want people to know clowns are not bad.
216 people shared it.
Man.
That's not really going viral.
I really don't want to tell her how many people liked like my wedding announcement. Or how many people will like when I post the, you know, CJ's first picture.
Oh, yeah.
I feel sorry for her.
Look, in her world, it's a big deal.
It is. Yeah.
And that's really all that matters.
I'm the dork here.
Well, we know that.
Yeah. I almost said another word, but I didn't.
But she's the clown.
Yeah.
So that's really all that matters.
Not all clowns are bad. Hey, we just want to make people laugh. Ha ha.
Apparently, McDonald's is pulling Ronald McDonald from the airwaves for a while till this all dies down, too.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. Even the biggest clown of them all can't escape it.
Oh, man. He's going to have to come out with a clown campaign. Yeah. It's going to be McDonald's next new big thing.
Who knows? Don't give them free advertising, Jason. They can afford it. I mean, they're not going to advertise on the podcast, but they could afford to. No free plugs.
Okay, so.
At all.
Amazon.com.
Yeah,
NateDarlingShow.com.
Yeah, we get something from that. Not a ton. It's based on how much you guys buy.
I think you actually get that food from there if you go. Just go there.
Yeah, go to Amazon Pantry. Get your stuff there. Get it delivered. Be like Ted Sampson who gets cat litter delivered.
Cat litter.
That is
awesome.
He buys
cat litter on Amazon and gets it delivered to his house.
I'm going to tell my wife that we need to do that tonight.
Yeah, super easy. Make sure you click through.
We have been. We actually made a purchase recently.
Sweet. So that'll do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. On Friday, we're going to hear all about Kareem's trip to Hawaii.
Can't wait.
Aloha.
I'm curious if it's more exciting than baby class.
I think it is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Probably a little less nipple, but we'll have to wait until Friday to find that out. Until then, enjoy the Kinks. And this is a song called Death of a Clown on The Nate Darling Show. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.